Well, I told you that that they had in those days they had, and I'm sure they still do, for ensemble members. You were called in the morning, and it was a 10 o'clock call. You were there an hour ahead of time, or I was anyway, to be sure I would get in line. And it could be cold, it could be December, or it could be hot in July. Usually I was doing summer stock, but in the summer. But anyway, I basically had never been to one of these, but I did have my picture and I did have my resume, and it was all set up. And I went in, and I didn't know anything about this musical called I Can Get It For You Wholesale. It was just a name. It was just, and I didn't know anything. I knew that Lillian Roth, I think, was the lead in it. And I ended up and Bambi Lynn too. Mm-hmm. And Elliot Gould was in it. And of course this unknown gal by the name of Barbara Streisand, who knew. And so I went in for the first audition, and I sang. And of course, as I said, you had different songs. You were prepared with different songs, and I was. So I don't know whether I sang what I sang, whether I sang something from Annie Get Your Gun, or whether I sang, but a belt song, because I knew she was I understood she was a belter, Barbara. And so I was called back, which I thought that was great. That was a big deal to be called back. And on your first audition, mm-hmm. because it was my first big professional audition. Mm-hmm. So I prepared something else for the audition, but I don't remember what it was. I just remember that I was prepared. I had a belt song. I had actually, I ended up having to do a soft, sweet song called... it's not known now, but it's if you do Wholesale, you know it. It's that's how you know. Is that it?
That's how you know. Let me see.
I don't remember exactly. But that's how you. It was. What are they doing to us now?
There we go. That's what it is.
What are they doing to us now? What are they doing to us now? Mm-hmm. What's the greatest ruin to us now? Someone up there is being careless. What are they doing to us now? Anyhow, what are they doing to us now? Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Just there.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's a perfect song. The lyrics are perfect for today, aren't they?
They are.
What the hell are they doing to us now?
No, that is true. We should bring it back.
Anyway, yes, that was it. But it was a soft song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one that Barbara sang, and so anyway, so I kept coming back, and I finally, and it was for an understudy. It was for the mm-hmm. the Streisand understudy. The show had opened the early fall. I graduated in the spring. Yes, I graduated in the spring, but I had been there for the opening, the actual opening. I got to go to the opening of I Can Get It For You Wholesale. But I just because it was a fluke. It was, I don't know whether it was a free ticket or what it was, but I did that. And so I had, and of course, why is it always Miss Marlson? You've heard me do that. that song, of course, was Barbara. That was that established Barbara Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's a classic. But you know, that's what she did. That made her that song,
mm-hmm.
but not the other one. But I loved the other one. That was my favorite because it was soft. It was. It questioned.
Mm-hmm.
It had a message that I. And it was a question.
Mm-hmm.
Question songs are great because they you can think. If you think and you explore, if you're just telling something, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Marmalstein, you know, of course I was asking questions with why is it always Miss Marmalstein too. But you have to, I realized that each song as I prepared it was better if it had a question, if it had a purpose that I was exploring.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that one of the greatest questions that you can do is actually, what are they doing to us now? Questioning. And to figure out is a great acting action.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out is very important. And see, with each song, I felt that it was important to have an overall purpose of the
mm-hmm.
song. And if it was to figure out, I knew how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a singer, it really is important to be able to find those things that will make the song be yours,
mm-hmm.
be mine.
Right.
And it's not just singing. It's not just a song.
Mm-hmm.